You're listening to SBS News.
Disability support worker Debbie Gunn had hoped she'd be on the road to retirement by now, but the 53-year-old says her superannuation balance is standing in her way.
It's really scary. Looking at the balance that I will have at age 60, there is no way I can reasonably retire or partially retire and do that comfortably and have any semblance of a lifestyle. I will have to continue working, and you know, this is a physically intense industry, so it's going to be tough. It may mean that I have to make some really serious lifestyle choices if I physically can't continue in the role that I'm doing.
The Melbourne resident has been working since she finished high school 36 years ago, but she says she has no idea how she's going to support herself in retirement.
I'm not talking about luxury lifestyles, you know, holidays overseas several times a year. I'm talking the difference between putting food on the table and paying the bills. And it's just not good enough. I'm sick of it, and I want to see some real action happen for women.
On average, in Australia, women have almost 40% less superannuation than men, meaning they retire with about $113,000 less to live on. But financial experts say it's a problem this year's federal budget, which will be handed down on Tuesday, can start to address. Kelly Power is a general manager at superannuation and investments company Colonial First State. She says while female participation in the workforce is growing, the gendered superannuation gap is actually widening.
Superannuation guarantee, employer contributions are a percentage of your salary, and we know that on average women earn less, have lower incomes than men, so they're starting off with a lower superannuation amount. In addition, many women take time off to have children and return to the workforce part-time. In many cases, while they're on parental leave, people aren't paid any superannuation during that period. So when you start to add up that impact and you take into account, you know, compounding interest and returns, that can have a really meaningful impact when you hit retirement age.
Ms Power is calling for the government to pay the superannuation guarantee to those on parental leave and start making genuine progress on closing the gendered pay gap. She also encourages women who can to access financial advice in order to properly set themselves up for retirement.
We've seen in our membership that if a woman goes and sees a financial advisor, she's 250% more likely to make a contribution. So that's a pretty amazing stat. So if you do see a financial advisor, you're more likely to contribute, you'll have a better retirement outcome.
Last week, the government committed an additional $1.7 billion for childcare funding, aimed particularly at helping low- and middle-income families with a combined income of less than $130,000. Early childhood education advocates have welcomed that announcement, but CEO of Early Childhood Australia, Sam Page, says it's concerning that the funding won't be released until July next year.
By international standards, Australian parents pay a lot more out-of-pocket costs than most countries that are like us. So if we compare ourselves to the UK or Canada or even New Zealand, Australian parents tend to be paying a lot more out-of-pocket costs. And I wish that we could say that it impacted on parents equally, but the reality is that women are more likely to be the lower income earner in a household, and that's why they're disproportionately affected. It's simply not feasible for them to work those additional hours because they either run out of subsidy or because the overall cost of childcare just doesn't match their income for those extra days.
The result is that women are more likely to reduce their working hours than men to care for children, another barrier to female workforce participation. Last year's economic forecast was widely criticised as a bloke's budget, giving plenty of cash to business and construction, where men hold the majority of roles, but not enough to initiatives for women. But this year has seen women's issues in the spotlight. Allegations of harassment and assault against women in Parliament have plagued Canberra, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison repeatedly called to address the government's so-called women problem. With these issues now in the public conscience, domestic violence workers say demand for their services has skyrocketed. Engender Equality offers specialist family violence services in Tasmania. Its CEO, Alina Thomas, says it's time the government addressed this issue properly and restored eroded funding for women's services.
We've had the impacts of COVID, we've had the disclosure of the workplace culture in federal parliament. We've now got Grace Tame as Australian of the Year. Each of these events accentuates the importance of improving our family violence response. And so in order to be able to address that increase in demand, it needs to be accompanied by an increase in resourcing.
But Ms. Thomas says the services she works with are actually losing funding. Many, as a result, are now unable to take on new clients.
I often say that there's not an acceptable amount of time that a victim of violence should have to wait for a service response.
The federal budget will be handed down on Tuesday, May 11th. Claudia Farhart, SBS World News.